section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
64.
Monday night, and the voice of Johnny Cash is talking to a lost soul on a bridge in Natchez. River far below is dark as molasses, and a voice says, son, that ain't no way to go. Then it's Tuesday morning down in New Orleans. Sitting on a stoop is a homeless veteran, thinking this whole world has done abandoned him. And a voice says, friend, well, you are not alone. Then it's Wednesday at dusk in San Quentin Prison. A hard luck case is seeking some redemption. He's down on his knees trying to get some religion. And a voice tells him about a friend he knows. And I thought that angels only wore white, till I saw an angel in black one night. I was headed for the bottom, I was sinking fast, till I heard the voice of Johnny Cash. He's got no friends, got no family relations. And a voice says, well, I understand you. Then it's Friday morning on an Indian reservation. A hard-working dude's in a bad situation. He's all hung up on prescription medication. And a voice says, I beat that stuff, and so can you. And I thought that angels only wore white, till I saw an angel in black one night. I was headed for the bottom, I was sinking fast, till I heard the voice of Johnny Cash.
That right there was Voice of Johnny Cash by the group Mississippi Rider. Now this song right here is by Robbie Foulkes, and it is Cry, Cry, Cry. So, enjoy.
Everybody knows where you go when the sun goes down. I think you only live to see the lights of town.
Cash, you are called the original badass of American music.
Original badass.
But that's the image people have of you still. The lone out there on the trail with his guitar. Can you relate to that?
Yeah. Yeah, it gets lonely out there. Even though there are a lot of people around, it's very lonely sometimes. I get into myself and there's a dark side there. And then the songs come out of that dark side, like on the new album, you know? And I sing a lot of the dark side. Maybe that's what a lot of people relate to, because not too many people put the accent on the dark side like I do. But it's a side that everybody has. And a lot of people totally suppress it, or want it suppressed, or deny it. I sing about it.
Why is that?
Because it's such it's such an honest part of me, you know. There have been so many dark times or bottoms that I've hit, you know. Bad times, hard times I've been through. A lot of them of my own making. That's been one of the failures. One of my falls is taking too much and then asking for more. You know, it's what kind of life has been about that I've lived the last 35, 40 years, is to the hilt, you know, all the way. And sometimes, sometimes you get to the point where I realize the flesh can't take that. So I kind of pull back, you know, and I lean on God. The dark side of the album has an exact opposite. There's redemption also. And if it wasn't redemption through God, I'd be dead. So I sing about that too.
On this old rock pile, with that ball and chain, where they call me by a number, not a name, Lord, Lord, yes, I've got to do my time.
That song right there was Doing My Time by Jesse Dayton. Great artist on the up and up. And let's do a little Folsom Prison Blues, which is a very highly covered song. We're going to do this one by Stevie Tombstone. You will like it. I said, you will like it.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling round the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. Stuck in Folsom Prison, time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him.
with a big pound on his head. Big pound on his head. In the town I lived in, out far by the name of Texas Red, many men had tried to take her, and many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24, and the notches on his pistol numbered 1 in 19 more. 1 in 19 more. Now the stranger started talking, and it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona Ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came there to take an outlaw back alive, or maybe dead. And he said it didn't matter. Red. Wasn't long before the story was related to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with a big hole on his head. It was time for them to meet. It was 11:20 when they walked out on the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held a breath, when they knew that handsome ranger was about to meet his death. About to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped. And the swiftness of the ranger still talked about today. Texas Red and not clear leather when a bullet barely ripped, and the ranger's aim was deadly with a big gun on his hip. Big gun on his hip. It was over in a moment, and the folks had gathered around. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have gone on living, but he made one final slip. They tried to match the ranger with a big gun on his hip. Big gun on his hip.
And that right there was Big Iron by one of my favorite artists and one of my favorite band members, Mike Ness of Social Distortion. I'd like to see them motherfuckers make something new. Hell yes! And the next song coming up is going to be a song that Johnny Cash made his very own, and that's Cocaine Blues. And this version is going to be done by Josephus and the George Jonestown Massacre, a band I've had on my show before. So, here you go!
Beneath my head. Got up next morning and I grabbed my gun. Took a shot of cocaine, away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. And they overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the high joint, taking the pill. Then came the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. And you're the dirty hack that shot your woman down. Yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. You got a warrant. Shot her down because she made me slow. And I thought I was a daddy, but she had five more. carcass in the county jail. The next morning, about 9:30, I spotted the sheriff coming down the line. He kind of coughed as he cleared his throat. Say, come on, you dirty hack, now to the district court. Enter the courtroom, my trial began, and I was held by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that little judge commence to look about. Judge smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in that Folsom State pen. 99 years beneath that ground. And I can't forget the day I shot that bad bitch down. Come on, you gotta listen unto me. Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be.
Sometimes I wake up and I hear him growling in there, you know, wanting out. I say, oh no. No, not today, not again. So I keep the beast corralled for the most part. And it's only by the grace of God that I can do that. It's always a fight in there. It's like those two dogs are in me sometimes, fighting, tearing at each other. But that beast is caged today.
Why? Because of religion?
Not religion, you know. I'm not a religious person. It's not religion, but it's God. You know, spirituality. Yeah, if it wasn't for that, I'd be dead, and I'm very aware of that.
But where do you see the distinction between God and religion?
Religion? You see a guy talking on TV, quoting the Bible and preaching to people? He's religious, in my mind. I consider myself a spiritual person. I'm not religious. If you want to hear the Bible, I can quote it to you, you know. Or I can tell you about Jesus Christ. I can tell you about God. But I don't unless you ask me.
You're not a savior. You're not on a mission to
no,
save people.
No, I'm not. But I'm on a... I have an obligation to myself to testify about why I'm alive, you know, where life comes from with me, where joy comes from. It's that, you know. I also know that dark side, too. Like I say, that beast is in there. And if it wasn't for God, that beast would break out of that cage. And I'd be dead.
Well, they gave him his orders in Monroe, Virginia, and said, Steve, you're way behind time. This is not 38, this is old 97, so put her in the Spencer on time. Then he turned around and said to his black, greasy fireman, shovel on. Watch old 97 roll.
a true love husband, he may leave you and never return. Poor boy, and leave.
All right, and that song right there was Wreck of the Old 97. And that's by, blah, 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 blah. That's done by none other than Hank 3, one of my favorite artists. And I missed him down in Cincinnati last week and sure did bring tears to my eyes. But guess what? He's coming to fucking Dayton in October, and that's like right in my damn backyard. Hell yes, hell yes. All right, let's go ahead and do Big River by a band from across the ocean, and that is Western Electric. So, here you go, neighbors.
When I taught the weeping willow how to cry, and I taught the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky, but the tears that I cried for that woman, gonna flood you, Big River. I'm gonna sit right here until I die. Well, I met her accidentally in St. Paul's, Minnesota, and it knocked me out every time I heard her drawn southern drawl. Then I heard my dream went back down street to Ford and in Davenport. She raised a few eyebrows and then she followed when you called. Guitar. Then he took me to New Orleans later on down the river. A freighter said she's been here, but she's gone, boy, she's gone. Well, I found her trail in Memphis, but she just walked up the bluff. She raised a few eyebrows and then she followed when you called. I want you batting on down by Baton Rouge, River Queen, rolling on. Take me back on down to New Orleans, New Orleans. Go on, I've had enough. Take my blues right back to the Gulf. She loves you, Big River, more than me. Guitar.
There's a big pain in you which comes from your brother's death.
Mm-hmm.
What did it mean to you at the time?
Well, I was really skinny and weak, you know, and my brother was big and strong, 2 years older. He was my protector. He was the ultimate big brother. He took care of me. He fought my fights for me. He was my counselor. He was a very spiritual person, even at 14 when he died. He was my counselor as well. I wouldn't listen to the preachers, but I listened to him. You know? And when he died, you know, I thought my world had ended. That not only had lost my best friend, but my protector, and the bully of the town lived next door, and he was ready to whip me, which he did. Not too long after that. It was like a soulmate, you know. It was like just like losing part of myself. And I'm not sure I ever really got over it. I'm not sure.
Was music a way for you to cope with that?
Yeah, music was a way to cope with that, yeah. And especially the gospel and spiritual songs. I love those. Always have. And I've recorded a lot of them, you know, for a future record. But those were kind of, the spiritual songs kind of uplifted me out of my troubles. And I really get high, naturally high, singing the spirituals and gospel songs.
Delia, oh Delia, Delia all my life. If I hadn't shot poor Delia, I'd had her for my wife. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. And I met Delia there. Found her in her parlor and I tied her to her chair. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. First time I shot her, I shot her in the side. Hard to watch her suffer, but with the second shot she died. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone.
Played Delilah's Gone by Judasville, and now we're going to get into a little Bob Wayne and the Outlaw Carnies with Ghost Town. That's a great song about being saved by the ghost of Johnny Cash, so here it is.
It was a ghost town down by the river. Well, just about 20 miles past county line. I don't remember exactly how we got there, but I ain't never gonna forget the day that ghost town tried. We pulled up to a filling station. And right next door was a hotel and saloon. Well, let's get crazy, I said to the boys then. We pulled out our guns, started shooting at the moon. We got lost in North Dakota. You know me, I wouldn't lie. When that ghost town tried to kill me, you ain't gonna believe who saved our lives. Hell, I don't even believe who saved our lives. I started gambling, and I caught a cheater. I pulled out my gun, shot him right between the eyes. He didn't fall down. Hell, he didn't even start bleeding. Well, that's when I noticed there was something definitely wrong. All the barmaids had turned to demons, and the whiskey in my glass turned as cold as ice. I started praying. The boys, they started screaming. We all got up, started running for our lives. We got lost in North Dakota. You know me, I wouldn't lie. When that ghost town tried to kill me, you ain't gonna believe who saved our lives. It's hold on, you're about to find out who saved our lives. Well, this next part may seem kind of crazy, but I swear on my pappy's grave that it's the truth. We were surrounded in this little prairie when the sky turned an awful wicked blue. There were noises, kind of like a train wreck. I couldn't help but think this day would be my last. Then the clouds, well, they started changing. And out from them came the ghost of Johnny E. Cash. We got lost in North Dakota. You know me, I wouldn't lie. Well, that ghost town tried to kill me, but the ghost of Johnny Cash saved our lives. That's right, the ghost of Johnny Cash came down and saved all our lives.
Sun Studios in Memphis, mid-50s. Mm. You have gathered together the four quintessential rockers, the rebels of that time, which is you, Johnny Cash, which is Jerry Lewis, Elvis Presley. You got to help me with the last one. Carl Perkins, of course.
Carl Perkins.
And when the four of you, the quintessential rebels of rock, get together, you start singing gospel.
Right. Yeah, we all had common roots. Elvis' first love was gospel, spirituals. So was Carl, so was Jerry. First song I ever heard Jerry Lee Lewis sing before he ever made a record. He came to Sun Studios when I was recording one day, and Sam Phillips introduced me to him. And I said, I sure like to hear you sing. I heard about you. So he sat down at the piano and sang. The first song I ever heard him sing was a spiritual called Vacation in Heaven. I don't know if he ever recorded it, but he should have, because I thought he was wonderful.
But it's kind of the opposite of what people think of it. Rock and roll was perceived as the devil's music, but yet you were all influenced by gospel.
Well, I never did believe that. I never did believe gospel, that rock and roll is the devil's music. I never did believe that. I just thought it was pretty silly, you know? Because music is a gift of God, however it's performed. I thought the most stupid thing I ever saw was when Elvis was on the Ed Sullivan show and they wouldn't show him below the waist. You know,
because he was...
We were all talking about Carl Jerry. We were all talking about that for weeks after that, you know, how ridiculous that was. But I thought it was really stupid. But I mean, he's a human being. He's got a body like everybody else.
But where did that perception come from?
I don't know. I think probably... from some of those religious people you're talking about that had to have something to preach about, so they picked on us. I've been preached about a lot. You know, I've heard about many, many sermons where I was, back when I was on television every week, I was a topic of many, many sermons. I never hated those guys for it because I understood. You know, they draw a very, very firm line between black and white, right and wrong. No gray shades, no gray area anywhere. But I don't believe God's that way. I believe God loves me, even though there's an evil side there. Because he let that side live, you know. He let it be. He let me go with it. He let me do what I would do with it. And I went all the way, like I said.
Now I'm just a bartender, and I don't like my work, but I don't mind the money at all. I see lots of sad faces and lots of bad cases of
folks with their backs to the wall. But I need four walls around me to hold my life, to keep me from going astray. And a honky-tonk angel to hold me tight, to keep me from slipping. Light up your smokes, I can laugh at your jokes, I can watch you fall down on your knees. I can close down this bar, I can gas up my car, and I can pack up and mail in my keys. I need four walls around me to hold my life, to keep me from going astray. And a honky-tonk angel to hold me tight, to keep me from slipping. The smoke fills the air in this honky-tonk bar, and I'm thinking about where I'd rather be. But I've burned all my bridges, and I sank all my ships. Now I'm stranded at the edge of the sea. I still need four walls around me to hold my life, to keep me from going astray. I need some honky-tonk angels to hold me tight, they'll keep me from slipping.
And that song right there was Bartender's Blues with George Jones, Johnny Cash, and Willie Nelson. Speaking of them three guys, they should make a fucking country Mount Rushmore type shit with them. And also including Waylon Jennings and Hank Williams. That, my friends, would be fucking awesome. All right, let's go ahead and get into the song Get Rhythm by Justin Curtis and Sally Joe.
Come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones, with taps on your toes, and you're gonna get rhythm. When you get the blues, little shoe shine boy never gets slowed down, though he's got the dirtiest job in town, bending low at the people's feet on the dusty corner of a windy street. Well, I asked him, I was shining my shoes, how to keep from getting the blues. Grinned as he raised his little head, popped a shoe shine rag, and he said, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, well, jump your rhythm, make it feel so fine. Oh, shake all the trouble, but it wasn't mine. Get rhythm. When you get the blues. Listen to the shoe shine bow, and I thought I was gonna jump for joy.
knocked on the shoe polish left and right, grabbed a shoe shine rag and he held it tight. He talked once, swapped the sweat away, said, my little boy to be a working that way. Said, I like it with a big wide grin, kept on a popping his sweat again, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, pull a costume down, it's a nickel a shoe, does $1 million worth of good for you, get rhythm. When you get the blues.
Anniversary 40. Career.
Yeah.
And you actually span a whole century of modern music, because you are married into like the Kingdom family, the royal family of folk songs, the Carter family.
Carter family, yeah.
Your mother-in-law Mabel Carter started out in 1928.
Yeah, 27.
You worked in the 50s with Elvis Presley and the likes. Mm-hmm. You worked with Bob Dylan actually.
Yeah.
And now you're working with the very young people, Rick Rubin's the hip-hop grunge people.
Yeah.
What has happened to music in that century?
Well, the song itself, the nucleus of the song is still the same. Some of the greatest songs throughout the century have been three-chord ballads and story songs, and that's always been my forte. Like my mother, Maybelle Carter, my mother-in-law, ex-mother-in-law, late mother-in-law, started recording 1927, and those were the kind of... Matter of fact, with Rick Rubin, I recorded three of her songs in his living room. They're not on the album, but they will be later. But these are the kind of songs that are my mainstay, three-chord ballads, but we put the beat to them because, I don't know, it just felt right in 55 to do that. And, of course, the beat goes on, but the beat's bigger and louder and... there's more instruments, greater technology, but most any rock star or rock writer, pop writer that I've sat down with a guitar, you know, we'll swap songs and he will play those kind of songs, those three chord ballads and love songs, maybe four chords, or if you're playing with somebody like The Edge, it'll be five or six chords, or Eric Clapton, but generally it's those simple three-chord ballads and story songs, which have always been around from Elizabethan times, far back as I know, and I think always will be. We just got different ways of doing them, and I don't think it's anything strange at all that the young people have got all this sound, you know, and all these diversified instruments and ways of performing these simple songs and lyrics. Most of them are simple songs and lyrics.
So that's why there's this urge to get back to a good old song with an acoustic guitar, right?
I think so. That's why a lot of them are going back to Unplugged, to the nucleus of the song, to the nut, to the bone. You know, it's the bone of the music, and everybody wants to touch the bone.
So the song remains the same.
Right.
Johnny Cash, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Here's your story about the Rock Island Line. See, the Rock Island Line runs down to New Orleans. Just before you get to New Orleans, well, they get a toll booth there. Now, if you've got certain things on board, well, hey, you ain't gonna pay the man no toll. So an engineer, he pulls up to the toll booth. Man down there hauls up to him, "Hey, boy, where are you going on board?" Engineer looks down at him, and he says to him, "I got a livestock, I got a livestock, I got mules, I got cows, I got pigs, I've got all livestock." "Are you okay, boy? that toll booth, he starts to pick up a little bit of steam. Picks up a little bit of steam. And he looks back at that man in that booth. He hollers to top his lungs. Oh, well, I fooled you. I fooled you. I got my big eye. I got my big eye. I got my old big eye. Oh, well, the Rock Island Line is a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line, well, it's a road to ride. Rock Island Line, well, it's a mighty good road. If you ride, I gotta ride like a finally get your ticket at the station at the Rock Island Line. West. Looks like the rain around the bend. There comes a passenger train. Book my train on the southbound track. Had no trouble leaving, but it won't be back. Rock Island, it's a mighty good road. Rock Island, I'm on it's a road to ride. Rock Island, I'm on it's a mighty good road. If you ride, I gotta ride like a pony. Get your ticket at the station at the Rock Island Line. What a BC, WXYZ with a devil for looking, but it don't see me. Rock Island, it's a mighty good road. Rock Island, I'm on the road to ride. Rock Island, it's a mighty good road. If you ride, I gotta ride. I gotta get the ticket at the station at the Rock Island Line. Well, engineer said, before I die, there's two more drinks I'd like to try. Conductor said, what good babies and a hot cup of coffee and a cold glass of tea. Rock Island, it's a mighty good road. Rock Island, I'm on the road to ride. Rock Island, it's a mighty good road. If you ride, I gotta ride.
Comes around. Hear the trumpets in the pipe. 100 million angels together. Multitudes are marching to that big kettle drum. Voice gold and voice fighting. Summer born and summer dying. Let's shout for red, don't make us get your time. And we're away. It's in the flower tree. The virgins are out to me. The wicks. It's in the power tree. It's power for the EJ against the banks. Go! Until I'm out here, no slam, no slow. Then the father here will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And that's his fate. Now let it go to the ground. When a man comes around. Who will is unjust of him? Be unjust still. Who will is righteous of him? Be righteous still. Who will is nothing left? Men flow down. Listen to the words I written down. When a man comes around, get the trumpets and the pipers. 100 million angels together. Multitudes are marching to that big countdown. Voice calling, voice crying. There's some more than some dying. It's time for rap, don't make us get your tongue. And wow.
Started off this set with Al Fowl with Rock Island Line. That's a song Johnny Cash has done. We followed it with Hillbilly Rawhide with So Doggone Lonesome. And we ended it with little Johnny Thrash with When the Man Comes Around. All right. Let's go ahead and get in this next set, shall we?
I love you because you understand it. Every single thing I try to do, you're always there to lend a helping hand, dear. I love you most of all.
shine in my back door someday. I'm gonna lay my head on some lonesome railroad line, let that 219 train go by and ease my mind. Oh, troubling mind, so much trouble in my life before. Rock on a ways from here. My good gal, she gonna quit me, and that sure don't please my mind. Sometimes I feel like living, sometimes I feel like dying.
All you listeners of my show, I started off this set with I Love You Because by the Stumbleweeds, followed it with a guy that I've had on my show before, Caleb Clowder, with Satisfied Mine, and then I ended it with a band pretty close to me, not close to my heart, just close to my residence, the Tillers, with Trouble in Mine. I hope you folks are enjoying this show I put together. It is about over, so buckle up and let's continue down this dark and lonely road.
I'll be good. So you were married for more than 30 years. What's the secret to that? How do people stay together?
We were together 40 years. Uh-huh. We worked on the road together since 1963. Mm-hmm. And we got married in 68. Uh-huh. And the secret for a happy marriage, separate bathrooms.
Really? That's it?
I think so.
When June passed on, did she have any advice for you? Did she say, keep going, keep making music?
Or? Oh, she always said that. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. She was my great encourager. She loved the Hurt video. Mm-hmm. She loved it. And I'm so glad she lived long enough to see it do what it did and to get the attention that it got. Mm-hmm. Because she did love the Hurt video. And she was my biggest critic, too. Mm-hmm. If she didn't like something that I did, she told me about it in a hot minute.
I imagine it must be to be married so long and then to lose someone. I imagine people would sometimes just want to stop and say, you know, because spouses sometimes just follow each other, but you're still going, ready to go. Where do you get the energy, the strength?
She told me in the hospital, said, go to work. I said, what are you talking about? She said, don't worry about me. Go to work. And at the funeral, I could almost hear her saying, go to work. 3 days after the funeral, everybody said, you're crazy. But 3 days after the funeral, I was in the studio.
Really?
Yeah. And I stayed in the studio for 2 weeks. And it was great therapy for me. And I think I accomplished more in that couple of weeks than most of the other year combined.
How much has record making changed? Well, it's changed a lot, I'm sure, since you were at Sun Studios. Is it just way out of control now? Is it just too big?
Oh, no, it's easier. Oh. It's easier. But with all the new technology, it's great. But with the Pro Tools and all that.
I wonder how you, when you look back at what you've done, do you realize this monumental amount of work that you've created and what it means in American music? Do you feel like you're in a monument of American music, or do you just look at yourself as John Cash?
Just as John Cash.
You must know how people feel about you, right? Do you hear from a lot of fans all the time?
Yeah, quite often. I hear from a lot of fans, yeah. Mm-hmm. I do. Look, I appreciate all that, all the praise and the glory, but it doesn't change the way I feel about anything, really. I just do what I do and just hope the people enjoy it and just try to be myself in whatever I do.
We've talked to a lot of younger musicians, like Kid Rock and Bono from U2. You have so many fans among musicians. I mean, do you get to meet them, or do they write to you or call you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I get to meet them. I talk to Bono quite often, and I've never met Kid Rock yet. I'm looking forward to it. My little world has been kind of limited, you know, lately, since June's death. I've kind of hung close to home here.
You were there at the beginning of rock and roll music. Do you still keep in touch, like Jerry Lee Lewis? Do you hear from any of these people?
I haven't heard from The Killer in quite a while. I get an invitation to his birthday party every year. I haven't heard from him in quite a while.
Yeah.
I understand he's doing well. It's a blessing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love The Killer.
Yeah.
We're good friends.
Do you remember touring with those people?
Yes. I toured with him. There was a package of myself, Jerry Lee, Roy Orbison, and Carl Perkins.
Wow.
We toured all over the United States and Canada.
So you're out on the road in the early days with Jerry Lee and all these people, and it was a pretty crazy times.
We were all young and wild and crazy.
How crazy were you?
Oh, as crazy as you can get. I mean, crazy, crazy. Yeah. About the time we were doing these tours, we discovered amphetamines. Or I did, anyway. And Jerry was, he thought he was going to hell for not preaching. He went to seminary, and he wanted to be a preacher, but he turned to rock and roll, and he'd tell all of us, he'd go into a tangent some night backstage and t- tell us all we were going to hell for singing the kind of music we were singing. I said, maybe you're right, killer. Maybe you are. Maybe you're right. I don't know.
I wanted to ask you, I think people that have no faith probably look at death as something very scary, but you believe and you have faith. I mean, does it make it easier to look ahead and say, well, my life may end, but it's been good. I'm not afraid.
Oh, I expect my life to end pretty soon. You know, I'm 71 years old, and I have great faith, though. I have unshakable faith. I've never been angry with God. I've never been... I've never turned my back on God, so to speak. I never thought that God wasn't there. That I knew that. See, He's my counselor. He's my wisdom. All the good things of my life come from Him.
Where do you think we go afterwards?
Where do we go? When we die, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, we all hope to go to heaven.
I'm a drifter, a lonesome drifter. Got no place to call my own no more. I'm a wanderer, a lonesome wanderer. Got no one to call my own no more. Got no strings to tie me down. Got no calls to hang around. What difference does it make which way I go? Got an empty feeling down inside. Still I need to stay alive. And who can tell what waits beyond this door? I'm a drifter, a lonesome drifter. Got no one to call my own no more. Got no strings to tie me down. Got no cause to hang around. What difference does it make which way I go? Got an empty feeling down inside. Still I need to stay alive. And who can tell what waits beyond this road? I'm a drifter, a lonesome drifter. Got no one to call my own no more. Got no place to call my home no more. I'm a drifter, lonesome. I'm
bad luck wind been blowing at my lonesome back. I was born to bring trouble to wherever I'm at. Got the number 13 tattooed on my neck. When the ink starts to itch, then the black will turn to red. I was born in the soul of misery. Never had me a name. They just gave me the number when I was young. Gonna find me a preacher man confessing all I've done, or you can catch me with the devil playing 21. Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I pray you don't look at me, I pray I don't look back. I was born in the soul of misery, never had me a name. They just gave me the number when I was young. Got a long line of heartache, I carry it well. The list of lives I've broken reach from here to hell. Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I was born to bring trouble to wherever I'm at. I was born in the soul of misery, never had me a name. They just gave me the number when I was young. I was born in the soul of misery, never had me a name. They just gave me the number when I was young. They just gave me the number when I was young.
Resilient voice reached across generations. Today, music fans remember the man in black.
An exchange of gunfire in Iraq today takes the lives of 9 members of an Iraqi protection force.
And a powerful hurricane has forecasters guessing and some people starting to prepare for the worst.
On the East Coast and 2:30 in the afternoon out west. Thank you for joining us here on CNN Headline News. I'm Sachi Koto, in today for Linda Stoker.
And I'm Chuck Roberts. The death of a legend, our top story this half hour. Johnny Cash has gone. The country music world is saying goodbye to the legendary man in black. He died early this morning at a hospital in Nashville.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm
stuck in Folsom Prison. A gravel voice singer passed away from diabetes complications after respiratory failure. A hospital spokeswoman said Cash was admitted late last month for a stomach condition. He was sent home Tuesday to rest. Radio and TV host Charlie Chase adds the music world has taken a hard hit.
Although the country music community here is known worldwide, it's a very close-knit, tight bunch. And when somebody like Johnny Cash or anyone in this community passes along, we feel the hurt, the pain, far more than many people might expect, because although you don't work with Johnny Cash on a daily basis, you know Johnny Cash. And having worked with Johnny Cash, there was something about him that was very special.
Cash's songs about prison, hard times, and everyday life helped earn him the title of the greatest man in country music. He was 71.
It's like it's a the rat poison rain is falling down. Devil's whore is wearing a red nightgown. Here I am again in the parking lot just hanging around, wasting my life waiting for another deal to go down. I can hear that train a-coming. It ain't coming back again. I can hear the angels humming in that Arkansas wind. They're coming to carry him off to the other side. Mama Rosie called. Johnny Cash has died. I can hear that train a-coming. It ain't coming back again. I can hear June Carter call in that Arkansas wind. She's waiting there on the other side. Mama, that was Rosie on the phone. Mama, Johnny Cash has died. I can hear that train a-coming. It ain't coming back again. I hear the angels humming in the dark and saw wind. He's singing Jackson with June again tonight.
All right, folks, and that right there was a little Roger Allen Wade for you. That's going to be it for the show. I hope you enjoyed it. I did enjoy doing it. I do not know if there'll be an episode 65 or there'll be an episode 66, 67, or any of them. I don't know if I feel like doing these anymore.
It's the first time.
I just don't know. But it's been fun. This is the last you hear from me. I enjoyed doing it. You never know, I might just be in a fucked up mood and do it next week, who knows, but as of right now, I really don't even feel like doing them anymore. But, let's get with one last song by Mr. Cash himself, one of my favorite, a song that he made his own. Here y'all go.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else, I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all. My
hands away.
If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99. Plus, a world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much, much more. Plus, when you enter the code POD149 when you check out, you'll save an additional 10% off your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.